Mike Anson, that's a little piece of history. 27 years since Chorley were in the first round of the FA Cup. What does it mean to you and everyone at the club to have made it through?
I'd like to say it was a breeze, but it was that was a typical FA Cup. One of the best FA Cup games I've witnessed. It had everything, into extra time, sending off. It had pretty much everything. Feisty, gutsy performance from our boys, showed so much character and determination, and finally saw it through.
A team performance. Nick Horton obviously will get the headlines for a fantastic hat-trick, but every single one of them looked to me to have run themselves into the ground by the end.
That's it. I mean, Nick will get... Nick's a fantastic player and he's been brilliant for us. But we give him a licence. We give him a kind of free role, but he can't do that on his own. He's got the energies of the likes of Jake Cottrell and the back three behind him and the runners and the people working on his behalf, really, so that they can get the ball to him, and he's got energy and he can find little pockets and create his little bits of magic. So it's not just Nick, although he's been fantastic and for us and he will steal the headlines again, but he can't do it with the rest of the team, who were unbelievable tonight. I'm so proud of them, throwing their bodies on the line, winning headers. Just a battling performance, never say die attitude. It's showed so much character and I'm so proud of them.
You're an experienced man, player and manager. Have you ever seen anything quite like that? 4-3 at the end, 10 men, crossbars hit, all kinds of stuff going on.
I'd like to say I was really calm and composed on the touchline, but the highs and lows of that game were extraordinary. It was great. It's always great at the end when you've managed to come through like we did, but it had everything. There was ups and downs, but like I say, our form has been fantastic, and the reason for that is the work rate, the work ethic, the togetherness, the team, and hopefully that will continue.
Obviously, we've touched on Nick Horton's performance, your goalkeeper Matt Irwin as well, also on loan from Fleetwood, who you'll play in the next round. I guess it'll be bittersweet for them, but tonight's about celebrating because they won't be able to play in the next round, but they've got you there.
They've been a massive part of getting us there, and it's not necessarily Fleetwood's decision to not let them play. I think it's the FA rules state that you can't play for your parent club if you're on loan, and bit of a blow. But we'll cross that bridge closer to the time and hopefully address that situation.
Has it had time to sink in, the prospect of hosting Fleetwood, a club that you've got such a good relationship with as well?
Yeah, we have a fantastic relationship with them, and they keep on tabs with Nick and Matty Irwin, and we're hoping to get a stronger relationship with them and maybe use other players as well and them. If we get some fantastic players coming through, they could have first choice on those as well. So it would be nice to strike up a very good relationship with them, which we already have, but to build that on an ongoing basis will be good for us and probably for Fleetwood as well.
And just lastly, what will that cup tie, the first round at home against League One opposition, mean to Chorley and the people of Chorley, some of whom have come all the way to Boston tonight?
Yeah, the fans that came here today, I mean, it is a trek, and then extra time, they'll be getting home in the early hours, but I think it was worth it in the end. But it's massive for the town, and I'm sure they'll come out and support in a couple of weeks' time and get behind the boys because they thoroughly deserve it.